All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and on this episode, I have joining me the one and only Duff Doyle. Duff, how you doing?
Every day is a great day when you're Duff Doyle.
Ah, that's what I hear a lot. That's true. Hey, so first question out of the chute. How did you get introduced into this crazy, wacky world of professional wrestling? Did you watch it as a youngster or what?
Well, as a little kid, I was a Hulkamaniac. I was drawn in to Hulk Hogan ripping his shirt and just saying the coolest promos ever. And there was a stagnant period of my life where I just, I stopped watching wrestling. And lo and behold, back when I was in high school, WWF SmackDown was starting a TV show on UPN. And, there was a lot of buzz with wrestling back in the late 90s. I was like, well, I'm going to give wrestling another go. And, Mick Foley did a sweet promo as Mankind, and it just pulled me right back in. And that was something I knew back in high school. That's what I wanted to do.
Okay. All right. So so that kind of made you think that you could do this as a profession. So is that correct?
That is correct. Okay. It was right after high school. Back my senior year in high school, I remember the counselor would bring us into the office and start giving us a talking about why we need to apply to colleges and why we all can't be rock stars and we need to find an actual real job. And I was like, well, I want to do professional wrestling. And, there's a couple schools in the area. And, one night, my mom was watching the news and there was a local wrestling promotion they were doing a news story on. My mom sent them an email and I got acquainted with the trainers there. And I went down for a tryout and the rest was history.
Oh, what school was that, by the way?
So it was at the time the High Velocity Wrestling School, which later turned into NWA Rocky Mountain. They kind of had a partnership, and then lo and behold, it became a Fusion Pro, and the wrestling school is the Altitude Pro Wrestling Academy.
Okay, all right. So some of those names our listeners have heard before, but not the first one you had said there. So, okay, I just was curious to get kind of a background to our listeners. So then you've been doing this for quite some time then?
Almost 16 years.
Oh, wow. So you're one of the veterans in the area.
It seems weird to be called that, but yes.
Oh, I would say a veteran. But, if you started right out of high school, you got a lot of experience. And so, I would take it. I would say it. I would just go for it. So your favorites watching growing up was Hulk Hogan. Anybody else?
Mick Foley, Kane. My favorite tag team was the Dudley Boys. Randy Savage, the Ultimate Warrior. I liked a lot of variety. I liked a lot of gimmick wrestlers. Their over the top personalities brought me in.
So you like that entertainment factor?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I did too. And I can say that with the Duff Doyle character, you're kind of showing that. That's out of this world, top of the line, entertainment. That's what it's about. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, so far in your career, let's actually, first of all, start off, what was your first match? What was it like? Who was it against?
So my first match, I was not known as Duff Doyle at this point in time. I was known as the Vigilante. My very first match was against, Junsu at a place called Whiskey Bill's. It was a High Velocity Wrestling. And, I was, pretty nervous. Junsu is still plugging away too.
Right. So this is a question I start to ask a lot of the wrestlers on the podcast. Did you know that this was going to be your first match, or was this kind of like last minute?
I did know it was going to be my first match.
Okay.
Later on that night, I had my second match, was in a battle royal, which seems most indies do a battle royal.
Well, did you know about that one ahead of time?
No, I did not. Okay. I did not know about the battle royal.
All right. So there. So half and half on that first night. Yep. What's it like? Well, gosh, in this case, what's it like not knowing when you first got notified that you were going to be in a battle royal later that night? I mean, what were you thinking?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool. I was like, well, I must have did okay if they want me to wrestle again. So it was a little nerve wracking, but at the same time, it went pretty good.
All right. So who was your trainer coming up in the business?
So my main trainers was Jeff McAllister,
okay,
and Billy Roberts, who wrestled under the name Billy V. Later on, there was a guy named Bison Smith, who was also one of my trainers. And Bison wrestled with ROH and Noah, and a little bit with New Japan.
Oh, cool. Now, are you helping out in bringing up some of the young guns that are coming up in the business, like the Logan Austins and et cetera?
Yes, I'm a co-trainer at Extreme Gym 24/7 for professional wrestling. I typically run Thursday nights, and I have a good group of guys and gals that come up to train.
Oh, cool. Now, what's it like getting that student that comes in, you know, not knowing anything, and then seeing them come up with their first matches? Have you had that experience?
Oh, quite a few. I never coached anybody in school. You know, I'd never joined any athletic teams. But to shape and mold my trainees to actually have their very first match and to know that they're doing well and getting booked with multiple promotions, that actually makes me feel really good and very accomplished. It's fun, and I'm glad to be a part of their lives, and hopefully they can learn from my mistakes and I guess to keep them, maintain the level of professionalism to further their career further than I've gotten in mine.
Yeah. So now, was any of your the people that you helped train, was any of their first matches against you?
No, their second matches were.
Okay.
So that, you know, and then like, which is fine. That way they're used to training with me, but if they're wrestling other people, you know, that branches out and you could see differently, I guess, how they reacted to their match.
Right. And, you know, there may be a level of, they may not be as nervous going against somebody else versus their trainer, you know, because with our trainer, would you agree, maybe they would be like, oh God, we got to get this right. We got to get this perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. So then, so far in your career, have you had any great memorable moments that you were thinking to yourself after the match or during the match going, God, I can't believe I just did that, or I got to wrestle that person?
That my very first championship win was pretty special. I won the Fusion Pro Wrestling Championship. That was my first title I ever won, and it was definitely the most memorable and the most special to me. I've won a championship in all the promotions I've worked with, but that one is regarded as my highest one. Being contacted by WWE a few times to do extra work with them is also... Yeah, I kind of geeked out the first time they ever called me. But it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I did some stuff with them back in March. I went down to Florida. They invited me to do NXT extra work. So it's fun. Yeah.
So, and I think I remember seeing that. And you're not hard to miss.
I kind of planned it that way. It's goes with a Bass theory. You know, it's a... the brighter, you know, people have to look at you. I mean, if you don't stand out in some way, shape, or form, you're just going to blend in, and then you're easily forgotten.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true.
That's something that William Regal had told us, because he used to meet with everybody and talk to them about the business, you know, what they're looking for. And, you know, if you don't stand out, if you're just average, that's all you're ever going to be.
Right. Okay, so along with the same lines about memorable moments, Who have been your favorite opponents to work with, either as a single, even though, and also as a tag team, even though I don't think we see you in a tag team competition too much, but what are your thoughts? What are your favorite opponents to work against?
Going back a long time ago, there's a guy named Paul Diamond. We ended up, that's the night I won my championship with Fusion. It was a gauntlet match. It was eight of us wrestling each other. And him and I were the last ones. We were both baby faces, and it was so loud because nobody knew how it was going to go. And I ended up getting him in the trailer hitch, and he ended up tapping out, and it was so loud. I've never had a experience like that before. Years ago, I won a tag team match. It was a tag team cup, the NWA Western States Championship with Dustin Urich. This is also back at Fusion, so he would have to be my favorite tag team partner. And that's quite a few years ago now, but yeah, it's that was a lot of fun.
Oh, very cool. Any memorable tag team moments, people that you as a partner or and as a opponents that you liked working with?
Yeah, it was his name was Tristan Gallo back in the day, which is Martin Casaus
Okay.
and Dallas Murdoch. They tag teamed together, and Dustin and I had wrestled them a few times, and that was my favorite tag team match ever, because even the people who booed me were cheering for me by the end of that night. It was a lot of fun that night.
Oh, you turned the tide that night.
Yeah, the anti-Duffs that they used to wear yellow, they used to boo me, but they had talked with my little brother saying, dude, I couldn't boo Duff tonight, man. It was great. It was which was good.
Oh, great. So beyond the WWE, any other brushes with fame that you've had in your career?
So I got to wrestle at the Cauliflower Alley reunion in Las Vegas. It was their 50th anniversary. They did two shows, the Casino Royale, and I was the only guy from Colorado that got to wrestle both nights. They were both in battle royals, but when you're going out there, there's a huge collection of promoters and independent wrestlers and independent promotions that kind of look. So it's more of a networking type of thing. And that was a lot of fun too. There was a lot of people from New Japan, former WWE guys, Impact wrestlers were there. I mean, it was a good time. And I'd recommend any indie wrestler to sign up for the Cauliflower Alley Club and go out to the reunion just to learn stuff from the old timers, because you will learn stuff.
Right, and it's for a great cause too.
Yeah, it is. It's a nonprofit that helps professional wrestlers, and something I believe in. It's yeah, truly does a lot of wonderful things for people.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
Oh,
cool.
awesome. I like
Awesome.
it. Okay, so let's talk about the future. Any people you would like to face anywhere, anytime, any promotion, anyhow?
Dope, man. Anyone at WWE would be great. Let's see. Anytime, any place. Well, I do want to wrestle AJ Holiday. I don't know when that's going to happen, but when it happens, it is going to be a beating of a lifetime for AJ Holiday.
And what's your beef with him just because he's kind of hooked up with Dooley Trailer right now or what?
He is teaming with Dooley Trailer, and I feel a little betrayed because I took that kid under my wing, and now he's with him. He's cost matches, but my last match with Bruce Rogers, he ended up distracting me, and Bruce walked away victorious that night. So I got a little score to settle with that kid.
Oh, I see. What about the far future? Any plans on working other promotions, in state, out of state,
There was a
etc.?
few there has been a few out-of-staters that have reached out to me, so there could be possible futures with that. We'll see. It could be Nebraska, it could be Eastern Colorado. I try not to plan too much in the future, because you never know what tomorrow will bring.
Right. But you gotta spread that Duff militia a little bit, you know, don't you think?
That I do.
All right.
And that the militia is pretty strong.
Cool. All right. So now I'm gonna have an oddball question because I've ran into you outside of wrestling a few times at science fiction conventions. What's Duff's favorite type of sci-fi?
Oh, Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla. Okay. And you're excited about the new movie coming out?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So how did you get interested in Godzilla? Was it the old movies?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's pretty much wrestling just with monsters, you know. It's a lot of cool stuff, you know. What little kid doesn't love a Tyrannosaurus, you know? And Godzilla was, I thought, cooler because he had longer arms and he blew fire. I mean, it was sweet.
Cool. All right. Okay. So, Duff, I appreciate you coming on to the podcast this time around, but before I let you go, if people wanted to follow up with you on social media, where could they follow up with you?
So if you were interested in following Duff Doyle, you could follow me at Duff Doyle 2000 on Facebook and just Duff Doyle on Instagram. That is the two main social media outlets you can track Duff Doyle.
Awesome. Okay, great. Okay. And, oh, and then, but before I let you go, you know, they can follow up on social media, but what about your upcoming schedule? What you got going on?
This Saturday at Mile High Comics, Duff Doyle is set to be in action with New Era Pro Wrestling. It's going to be taking place. Doors open at 6:30, bell time is at 7 p.m. At the world's largest comic book store. So, I mean, it's I do tend to branch out to the comic book conventions and stuff because I do believe there is a crossover with the fans. That's why I tend to go to those events.
Right. I agree. I mean, you know, you saw me there. I'm, you know, it's all about fandom, and you know, there are crossovers with all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, once again, Duff, I appreciate you coming on, and I'll see you this Saturday.
All right. Cool. We'll see you then.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Once again, a big thank you to Duff Doyle for coming on to the podcast on this episode and letting all the listeners get to know a little bit more about him, his wrestling career, and how he loves Godzilla. So check him out this Saturday for New Era Pro Wrestling Mayhem. You can get your tickets at neweraprowrestling.com. I believe tickets are $10. Bell time at 7 p.m. with doors opening at 6:30. And you can be entertained by his Duff Doyle and his entrance music of Cotton Eye Joe. I mean, who doesn't love to dance and clap around to that song? Well, and then speaking of being entertained, let's do a quick review of what I experienced this past weekend when it came to professional wrestling. Of course, we had Rocky Mountain Pro with their Ignition and Charged TV tapings for Right Now TV. Also, you can see it on Twitch as well. They're continuing to just rock on, no pun intended, with their storylines leading up to, I believe, Supercharged 5. 5. I hope that was 5 there. Did you all count along? And they're just continuing to go on there. Then on Saturday, Rocky Mountain Pro in the afternoon held a live event at the Lucha Cantina in Littleton, Colorado. So branching out a little bit and hitting another part of the Denver, Colorado area and introducing themselves to that area. They kind of luched it up theme style since it was in celebration of Cinco de Mayo, even though it was May the 4th, be with you. And got to talk little bit about Star Trek and Star Wars with Mercury Matt Yaden and Curtis Cole there on that day. It was also a free comic book day as well for all the nerds, as Chongo Bronson would say. So, but it was a great event. It was great, you know, being outside and watching professional wrestling in the catching those nice sun rays. So that was kind of fun to see. And we got to see a couple newcomers to Rocky Mountain Pro, and that was Gordito and the Blue Panther take on some of the Rocky Mountain stars that we are used to. So that's always kind of fun when you get to see a lot of new people. Hey, and then speaking of seeing some new people that you haven't seen before, like I have, Primos Pro Wrestling held their Omega 9 tournament Saturday evening at the Watering Bowl there in Denver, Colorado. And they had a lot of great matches in conjunction with Girl Fight Wrestling. That was fun to see some people that I have not seen before. Mix it up there with the local girl women I've seen, you know, in other promotions and see all the time. And also good to catch up with some of the women I haven't seen in a while just because of scheduling conflicts or whatever. So we had AJ Pereira, I believe, that's her name, win the Omega tournament. And then on Sunday, we had the Alpha 9 tournament. A lot of great matches. We had a special appearance by Too Cold Scorpio, took on the Primos champion, Monster Zero, Filter, Big Filt Dog, whatever you call him. And it was great to see a living legend in the ring take on a champion, and they had a knockdown, dragging of a fight. So it was fun. Our eventual winner there was Hunter Gray, very well deserved. Of course, I am a big fan of the Norseman Hunter Gray, and every time I get to see him, I'm enjoying my Viking experience. So well, that was it that I attended, and I know there were some other events that I did not, but hey, if you guys ever want to send in your thoughts, hey, email them in or to a podcast at wrestlingwithaltitude.com or tweet at us at WrestleAltitude or even hit us up on the Facebook. So great to hear any kind of your thoughts, and I'll try to read them on the show. But hey, let's talk about what we got on tap here for the Wrestling with Altitude area, professional wrestling. And that is, we are starting the weekend off once again with Rocky Mountain Pro Ignition and Charge from the Jefferson County Fairgrounds at the Quarry. Get your tickets at rmpwrestling.com. And then on Friday, Colorado Springs Wrestling is back. The Battle Under the Mountain event from the Playing Field Bar in Colorado Springs. Get your tickets at coloradospringswrestling.com. I believe it's a little bit of a later show, but that should be great. Fine, just because it is a Friday night. So, hey, you can stay out late Friday night, can't you? I know I can. What about you? I believe we've got Delta Jr., the champion, taking on Cormac Battle, as well as Jimbo Lucas is taking on Irish Extreme. We got Animal Sam versus Captain Stevens. Should be lots of fun. Tickets are $10. Bell at 7:30. So that should be fun. I'm planning on being there. I hope to see some of you as well. And then once again on Saturday, we have New Era Pro Wrestling .com, where you can get their websites, get the tickets free of their website. They are going to be having their Mayhem event at Mile High Comics. And then also we have Respect Women's Wrestling. They are having their event this Saturday as well, and that's going to be, of course, their Volume 4, and they also are having a spring pole dancing showcase. So if you want to get tickets, I believe you can just get tickets at the Herman's Hideaway website. And if you use the code, I'm not sure if this is still applicable at the time of this recording, but use Buddy Boy, one of the sponsors, you can get your tickets for $10. So it's gonna be great. Gonna have a lots of great matches. And let's see if Bentley Powell can hold on to her championship. Let's see what happens. Should be great to see a lot of these ladies get in there and mix it up. So hey, that's it that I know of at the time of this recording. So I am gonna take a shout out to any of the Lucha shows. You guys email me or contact me, let me know about your shows. I'll promote them on here. I know there's quite a few every weekend. I know I jab at you guys a little bit, but that's just because I know it's very popular. And Lucha shows, in my opinion, are just fun. They're different and they're just exciting to see than we know about the mainstream wrestling that we're us Americanos are used to. So I want to thank you all for listening, but before we go, let's thank the Trending Topics Network for hosting this show. And if you love Wrestling with Altitude, please go ahead and subscribe or stay subscribed to this feed, and you can catch other great shows such as Wrestling Cheers, The Spanish Announce Table, All Beer Inside, Old School at the Movies, and so much more. You want to contact the show, podcast@wrestlingwithaltitude.com. We're on Facebook now, trying to get a little bit more active there. And of course, we're on Twitter at WrestleAltitude. And soon to come, t-shirts going to be able to be purchased. We've got to figure out what we're going to, how we're exactly going to do that. We got prototype out there. Hope you see it. If not, check out the Facebook page. I believe there's a picture of the first one off the press. Well, off the printer, I should say. And anyways, I want to thank you all for listening and having fun wrestling with Altitude.